This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking forward to the weekend. Thursday, what's Thursday? Thursday, today, yeah. It's Friday, Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
This is kind of sad and depressing, but best to just get it out.
The Sabres are 0-3.
No,
No,
that's there are many things that are sad and depressing, not just this. But my son and I are going to go to the Pitt Panthers game tomorrow. We're in Pittsburgh for lacrosse on Sunday and looked it up, and it's perfect timing, 3:30 against Cal. So during the break, I thought, you know, I'm trying to think like, all right, well, this is a new plan. When should we leave? Maybe there's, I've never been to a Pitt Panthers game. Is there traffic? Like, how many people go to these games? I started to try to do the math on on the road trip. And I actually thought on my little map app to type in Acrisure Stadium.
Wow.
Because that's the name of it.
Yeah.
But I just hate that I knew that.
Yeah, I definitely did not know that. I knew it wasn't Heinz anymore because that was a big deal when they took the ketchup bottles down.
Oh, really? Okay.
But
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. But I did not know.
I just wish I hadn't given them the point that you get for typing it into an app. Don't you hate when you mistakenly click on something?
Oh,
or,
my God.
You know, you're scrolling down and just you touch. Oh, no, I'm buying a gun. Great. Now I'm going to get gun ads.
Right.
Just because I just hate when I make that mistake.
Yep.
It makes me want to quit everything.
Yes.
So I did type in.
Yeah, no.
And now my phone is hearing me say Acrisure. So I'm sure I'm just going to get, like, they're going to be knocking at my door tonight. Whatever it even is. It's probably insurance. Isn't everything insurance?
It's got to be insurance.
How much money? I mean, can you ever watch a single commercial break and not get an insurance ad during a football game? It's just, there's so much money.
Yeah.
How much those spots cost?
Yeah.
Insurance? That's the business right there. You want to own an insurance company. That's what you want to do.
Business
you
idea.
You want to be
there
on the board.
Yeah, I'm gonna go on Dennis Williams' podcast, the Back Nine, and talk about my new insurance agency that I'm opening.
That's the business to be in.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure it is insurance, but it probably is. If you're buying naming rights and whatever,
I mean, like AccuSure, what is it going to be?
It could be pharmaceuticals. I'm looking. I got to know now.
Okay.
Now I'm typing it in.
Oh boy,
insurance. It is insurance.
Yeah.
Enough about that.
Yeah.
It's going to be medical. It's going to be insurance. It's going to be finance.
Right.
Right.
It's going to be people dancing about having diarrhea. Yeah. You caught that? The new jingle.
Oh.
It's an old jingle. The jingle's been around for a while. I've even heard it on the station.
Sure.
The
dance at the bowling alley?
The dance at the bowling alley.
I love it.
Now they all turn around and grab their butt cheeks.
I love that.
Like, right as they're saying diarrhea. It's really, the choreography is chef's kiss.
That is the high point
really
of the commercial.
Outstanding.
That is what you wait. That's why you sit through the first 11 seconds.
Right.
All right. Speaking of sitting through nonsense, that was that. Now this is picks.
Yeah, no nonsense here.
What if I did do it? Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does that make me? And I'm not here just defending myself, but all those pickers out there who've been caught. Each and every one of them. who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
All right, let's go. I'm rolling. 6.5 game lead.
Yep. I'm very, I'm going to give myself some credit for not yielding to the pressure to pick Seattle last night after you had the right to go first and you picked San Francisco. And the temptation for someone trailing by, 6.5 games in a picks contest would be like, oh, great, we'll go head-to-head. I'll take Seattle. It's football. Who knows?
Chase it.
But I didn't. What my instincts were, I didn't overthink it.
Oh.
I came in here thinking, we're going to pick this game. I'm picking San Francisco, knowing full well you were going to go first. Who knows what you're going to do? You like Geno Smith? I mean,
I do like Geno Smith.
Maybe, but... I'm proud of myself for staying true to my my gut.
Yeah, that's good. I think so. Often you are the leader in these seasons at picks, and I'm not sure this is right, but I think it is that what you do with the lead is you pick the better teams, you pick favorites. You know, even the college games where it's like -42.
Right.
Let's go ahead. I mean,
right.
Here's 42. Try it. Try me.
Right.
And that was a little bit, not specifically last night, but San Francisco, I think, is still the better team here. 3.5 on the road. Okay.
Yeah.
I would have been happy if Seattle had won. I think that would be a cool story, but Niners are still the Niners, I think. All right. Here we go. Week 6 in the NFL. Ravens. -6.5 at home against Washington. Sammy P won't touch it. I'll touch it. Lamar Jackson against the NFC, 21-1. A fluke loss to the Giants is the only loss of his career as a starting quarterback against an NFC team. What about the Super Bowls? I know. But 21-1 and love the Washington story. Can they be stopped? Yes, I think they can be stopped. Probably no Brian Robinson in this game, which I'm not sure is that small of a thing. They do have Austin Eckler. Jeremy McNichols has folded into their running back rotation. Most of the targets are McLaurin or Zach Ertz. Like, there's not a big, wide target distribution tree or anything like that. I never want to pick against the Ravens. 6.5 at home against a nice story, Washington. I'd be impressed if Washington pulled that off. Pick 2, my Broncos. +3 at home against the Chargers, going for a fourth straight win. +3 at home against the Chargers.
That's a little
I don't like that.
Weird.
It seems a little fishy.
Yeah.
But their defense is great. And I will try that. They're not going to have, is it Troy Franklin? Or is it broken finger?
Whatever.
That's not who. Josh Reynolds. I've always confused those two guys. But no, Troy Franklin is the rookie.
Right.
Who may step in because whoever I'm not sure of is out.
He dropped an easy touchdown last week.
Easy
for me to say. It was a long pat, but I mean, it was right there, right, two hands in the end zone, and he just...
Yeah, Franklin is not the one who's hurt, but he's the one who might play more. Yeah. They also signed A.T. Perry, big young receiver off the Saints practice squad. I don't know what they're doing. It's not like... That's wide open, the Broncos. Yep. They don't throw the ball to Mims. Sutton's okay. I just like their defense a lot against a team that hasn't been that good offensively.
Herbert is off the injury report.
Okay. He's about to be back on it.
Whatever that's worth.
After this game.
Pain.
Pick 3. Tennessee, -2.5 at home against Indianapolis. Tons of injuries, and the defense is terrible with the Colts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just wonder what it is if Richardson goes back in. I want to see him make it. But Flacco has put up huge numbers in two games. Taylor is out. Will Richardson run it, or is this going to be Trey Sermon and Tyler Goodson for the Colts? I'll just take the Titans minus 2.5. Their defense is excellent. And I kind of hope I'm wrong there if Richardson plays, but the Titans seem like the play.
For the sake of the whole thing there, he better play well, because the team is likely to feel, I don't know what kind of year they think they could have with Flacco, but you know, the point is he has moved the ball. Their offense has come alive with him playing quarterback for them. And if they get back to like spinning wheels again with Richardson, I know that's a long-term project, but that could get dicey. I mean, I was laughing. I think in the preseason, was it? I remember, no, have they played a prime? I heard Herb Street was doing a game and was talking about.
That was a preseason game.
Okay.
Cincinnati.
Okay. Was talking about how, like, Flacco is over here. I'm just like, do you watch the NFL? What are you talking about? But maybe he was right.
And he said that Jermaine Burton was asleep during meetings or something for the Bengals on that broadcast. Some allusion to that.
I think Al actually said that.
Al. Maybe it was Al.
Yeah.
I'm an Al apologist, so if it's something I think is weird, I'm not going to blame him. I'm going to put it on someone else. I think I just did that. I do like the Jets Monday night, but I'll leave that out. I will take New Orleans instead, plus 3.5 at Tampa, or is that a home game? Might be a home game.
New Orleans is at home. They're hosting Tampa.
Spencer Rattler, 3.5. Against a Bucs team that's pretty much been good except for one game against Denver. Offense has been almost prolific. They only want to give the Saints 3.5 with Spencer Rattler on a 3-game losing streak. I'll take New Orleans. I'm not a believer in the Bucs. So this gives me a chance to bet against them or pick against them. And I think the number is a little weird there. I don't know. What is Spencer Rattler? No one knows. College, I kind of want to just take Pitt because I'm going to see Pitt and I'll just cheer my face off, minus 3.5. But that's not really me. I'll take Ohio State minus the same 3.5 at Oregon.
I love when you go first and don't pick any of my games.
All right.
Especially when I'm losing. See, I could just take, I'll take the other side of that. But, I didn't do that yesterday and I got paid off. I mean, I didn't gain any ground, but I would have lost ground. So that can be a faulty plan. So anyway, I've got 5 different games here for you. I'll start with college. I'm going to reference earlier, like the good team or the great team with the big number. I've got Georgia minus 33.5 tomorrow afternoon. I think it's 4 o'clock, or is it the evening game?
I'm going to that game too, actually.
Wow, that's great. They're hosting Mississippi State. So I'm going against Eric Molds and the Bulldogs here. But
you're going with the Bulldogs too.
Right, that's right. It's Bulldog on Bulldog crime. Mississippi State is still the Bulldogs, right?
Okay. Probably. Yeah. Is that offensive? If it were offensive, they wouldn't be. But.
Right. I don't think so. Because otherwise, Georgia. Anyway, I'll take the Georgia Bulldogs over the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Again, laying 33.5. Okay.
What a number.
I know, right? And that's, that's an SEC game. That's between the hedges.
Oh, so between the hedges.
I miss Vern Lundquist.
Really?
On those games. I love the CBS. I love Vern. He was great. NFL-wise, I'm going to take the Bengals minus the 3.5 at the Giants. Still no neighbors. I can't believe they beat Seattle last week and knocked me out of another survivor pool. But the Bengals have just been piling it up here, and I would expect them to continue to do that. No Thibodeau either. For the Giants, I think, right? He's out. Good, very good pass rusher. So I'll take Cincinnati minus the 3.5 there. I like the Steelers laying 3 at the Raiders. I think if they get in some trouble, here comes Russell Wilson.
Oof.
Mount up.
I think that could happen too.
Yeah. The Steelers have, I think, two quarterbacks who are better than either of the Raiders guys. Not that either of the Steelers quarterbacks are great, but that's how bad the Raiders situation is. Anyway, so Pittsburgh minus the three. I tried to talk you into taking the Panthers. You didn't take the bait. I will take Atlanta minus the 6.5. I'm already expecting to lose it now that I've said it out loud on the radio because I never get Atlanta right. But
by the way, the Steelers are favored for a fifth straight week. Do they get to play anybody ever? They have the Jets next week. Do they ever play like Baltimore or somebody? Chiefs?
I would imagine eventually they'll have to play Baltimore, yes.
Well, they play the Chiefs week 17.
Okay. They'll be favored every week until then.
Maybe.
Probably not. And what do I need? One more. Lions at Cowboys. Lions,
okay.
Lions minus three.
Good for you.
I love the look of that game. That's 425, and you looked, right? That's
three.
We'll have that on.
I think that's a national game. That's Tom Brady.
Okay. So, yeah, minus three is the number that I had earlier anyway. I haven't looked since
three I saw
this afternoon. So
I like Dallas, but
you would.
I'm glad that you're on that game. Trista likes Detroit. We were picking Survivor games together, and she's like, Dallas, that's her team, right? It's like, Dallas is going to lose.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so.
Yeah, she likes Detroit. I like Trista. This all works for me.
She likes Detroit because you sort of hate your favorite team when it's Dallas.
Yes.
Like Sabres sort of thing.
I totally
where you're just
that.
Like, oh, yeah. we stink.
Right.
I think maybe she's a little bit there, but I kind of like Prescott in that spot.
The 1 o'clock, I'm looking at now my Fubo app. Sunday, well, everyone gets Jacksonville and Chicago. Woo! I'm not sitting.
No, we don't.
What's that?
Oh, you mean in the morning? I'm sorry.
In the morning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right.
I'm not setting an alarm for that. I'll probably be up anyway because I'm old and I get up.
It's 9:30.
But right.
Who's in bed at 9:30? Said someone who was in bed at 9:30 today.
Yeah. But the 1 o'clock window, all we've got is Browns-Eagles.
Browns-Eagles and not Washington-Baltimore?
No, I see Pittsburgh and Vegas at 4 on CBS, and then Fox has that Cowboy-Lion game.
Oh,
but
that's bad.
No.
That's again like the local fans, you know, like Pittsburgh fans. That's what that is. So we're not getting the Ravens?
No. We are not.
I'm glad I'm not here.
I know. Go play golf, everyone. Go play golf. Come home at 4 o'clock.
Pittsburgh fans would write letters to the paper.
Like, unless you have, you know, if you have red zone, whatever. That
terrible job.
1 o'clock,
go out.
The 1 o'clock window is going to be a red zone window for me 100%. There's no way I'm sitting with Cleveland, Philadelphia.
Go out if you want to watch your Steelers score 18 points. Why don't we care about what the best game is?
Well, that's a 4 o'clock game anyway.
I know, but it's one or the other.
Yeah, right. Oh,
CBS,
oh,
Channel
right.
4 would pick one or the other.
That's right. That's right. They could have.
They want to go against Dallas, Detroit, and leave us subject to the Browns all afternoon.
Somebody call.
That's horrible. That's Steeler fans. Maybe someone works there who likes the Steelers. I don't know. That's terrible.
I'm mad.
Not really friendly to the football fans who were just not like loyal to
all
one
day.
Team.
I thought we were going to get Washington and Baltimore, and we're not.
Yeah. Well, that's my fault too.
Sad about that.
Sam Paniatovich, BetQL Daily. Forecasts week 6 with us. He was on earlier. That's next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.